Today's scripture reading is taken from Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be my portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone, brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends. God's hope, peace, joy, and love be with you on this third Advent Sunday. It's my privilege to share God's word with you. Would you come together with me to ask God to help us listen to this morning message? Let us go to God in prayer as we prepare our hearts for the sharing of his word. Heavenly Father, we come before you and ask of you to grant us a listening heart to hear your word this morning. We pray that our hearts and minds be focused on you. May your spirit guide me in delivering your word and ministering to your people in today's sharing. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's play a game. Okay, Pastor Daryl is away, so he doesn't know that I'm playing a game with you during sermon. When the cat's away, the minds will play. So this game is called This or That. You have a choice to choose this or that. What will be your choice? Is it waffles or pancakes? Is it hamburger or pizza? Is it ice cream or banana cake? Is it Coke or bubble tea? Is it watching a movie or a TV show? Is it sleeping on a pillow or sleeping on many pillows? Is it a raining day or a sunny day? Is it rising early or always running late? Is it in a group or alone? Is it home-cooked meals or takeaway food? What will be your choice? Our choices affect many areas of our life, whether on what we eat or what we drink, whether how comfortable we are in a group or alone, whether we wake up early or always running late, whether we prefer a rainy day or a sunny day, whether home-cooked meals or takeaway food, perhaps whether this school or that school, or this career or that career, to live overseas or stay in Singapore. Our choices can make a difference in our lives. Some of our choices can be life-giving, and it can also be devastating. It can build us, or it can break us. How about our emotions? Do our emotions make a difference in our lives? This is the third Sunday of Advent. Today we light up the third candle of Advent, the candle of joy. What does it take for Christians to be joyful? Can we be joyful all the time? Can we be joyful even if we are feeling troubled, burdened, or sad? Can we be joyful when situations seem bleak, or when we feel a sense of hopelessness? Can we choose to be joyful, or choose to sink into our own darkness when life is hard, extremely hard, miserable, or hopeless? Can we feel joyful and at the same time feel sad? Isn't it an oxymoron? Joyful and sad at the same time? Can you really choose joy in times of difficulties, in times of hardships, in times of hopelessness? Today's passage is taken from Psalm 63, where David continued to seek God and sing praises to God, even though he was going through a difficult time. Psalm 63 was written by King David. David wrote this psalm when he was in the desert. He was out in the wilderness of Judah. He was not in his grand palace, but he's out there in the wilderness. He was not on his kingly throne, but he was on the barren desert. He had an army of men, but he had to flee from his own flesh and blood, who was after his crown, his kingdom, his life. King David faced the betrayal of his son, Absalom, who wanted to seize his throne from him, which forced David to flee from Jerusalem into the barren Judean desert. King David faced not only the betrayal from his flesh and blood to overthrow him, but he also faced the risk of losing his kingship, his reputation, and even his life. King David faced the risk of losing everything. What was David's response when he was in such a dire situation, such a distressing situation? Did he wallow in self-pity? Did he bury himself with worry about his kingship, about his reputation, about his life? Did he become disillusioned with God? Did he curse God? Instead of lamenting about the betrayal of his son, his own flesh and blood, instead of worrying about his life, his kingdom, his crown, his reputation, instead of blaming God and wallowing in his predicament, King David turned his heart to God. Next slide. In verse 1, it says, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water." King David chose to turn his heart to God. He chose to acknowledge God and declare his heart for God, that God is his Lord, despite his dire, distressing, and devastating circumstances. O God, you are my God. David chose to seek God and declare that the Lord was all that he had needed in his dire, distressing, and devastating circumstances, in a dry and weary land where there's no water. God is all he needs. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land when there is no water. David turned to God and declared that God is all he needed even in the desert land with no water in sight, even when he had to endure not only his physical pain and discomfort of thirst and tiredness in a dry and barren land, even when he had to endure the emotional pain of betrayal of his son and the risk of losing his kingdom, his life, his crown, King David turned to God and turned to seek him and declare that God is all he needs. By saying that his soul thirsts and his body longs for God, David expressed his desire, his longing to be with God. God is all he needed. David knows that his deepest longing can only be met by God, which is better than comfort, physical comfort, which is better than good circumstance, good outcome, which is better than his crown, his kingdom, and even life itself. David chose to praise God even in the midst of great despair. He turned to God and remembered God's power and glory, God's steadfastness, God's goodness. In verse 2 it says, I have seen you, I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because, in verse 3, because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you, I'll praise you as long as I live. In your name, I lift up my hands. In the midst of his troubling circumstances, King David remembered God's power, God's glory, God's steadfast love, and God's goodness in his life. As he remembered God's power, glory, steadfast love, and goodness in his life, he was able to praise God, rejoice in the Lord. He was able to be joyful by turning his heart to God in prayer and rejoice to know that the Lord God is all he needed for life and eternity. He chose joy in the Lord in the midst of his despair. David's soul was dry and weary, just like in the barren land itself. Although David was in the midst of great distress, great hardship, his soul continues to long for God, for he knows that his deepest longing can only be satisfied when he is in God's presence, to commune with God, to worship God, to be near God. His deepest longing is satisfied by not quenching his thirst or satisfying his physical hunger, but satisfied spiritually when he is in God's presence. How could David praise God while he was in despair? How could David choose to praise God when he was in a fix? How could David choose joy in the Lord while he was in a distressing, devastating situation? David concludes here in verse 5 with a joyful exclamation, my soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. David is able to be joyful despite his dark circumstances. He turned his heart to God in prayer and praised God despite his circumstances. God is all he needs. He devoted his prayer to seek God and found satisfaction for his soul and hold fast to God's love that is better than life. How best should we respond to God in adversity, in times of sorrow or pain? Where does your heart turn to in times of trouble? What do you fill your heart of pain, sorrow, and trouble? How does your night look like when you're facing struggles in your life? How does David's night look like when he was facing despair? In verse 6, it says, "On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the night. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadows of your wings, I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me." David remember God. David remember God who will hold him in the night. He says, "On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night." The watches of the night refer to military changes of the guard, and David is awake through all of them, so he has time for his mind to wander. David put his sleepless night to a different use. He sings to God, he praises God, and thinks about God's love, God's goodness, and above all, God's protection. He stayed close to God so that he could feel God's presence and know that God has helped him. How many of you have experienced sleepless nights before, tossing and turning, not able to sleep, not able to turn in the night as your heart is filled with fear and anxiety? Perhaps waiting for the result of your N-level result, or your children's O-level result, or the secondary one posting. Perhaps things at work have been tougher recently. Perhaps the bills have been piling up even more nowadays. Perhaps you're faced with medical issue, or your loved ones are taken ill, or admitted in the hospital, and you're wondering how they are. Perhaps you're faced with issues that are beyond repair. Recently, my mother was admitted to hospital due to a fall. Home was never so quiet and empty in the night, especially in the wee hours. The first few nights were harder, wondering her condition, wondering the worst scenarios, wondering how she was coping, being alone in the hospital without her loved ones, especially now she's having onset dementia. In the wee hours of the night, I remember God, remember his goodness, just like David. "In the darkness, God will keep me. He will stay and never sleep. In the darkness, God is brighter, though the night is long and deep. All this day, your hand has held me. God of heaven by my side. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. You will hold me through the night." God will hold me through the night. God will hold you through the night. God held King David through the night. David also struggled in the night, tossing and turning. But King David turned his heart to God and put his sleepless nights to different use. He sings to God, he praises God, he thinks about God's love, his goodness, and all his protection. David's soul is satisfied as he sings, as he praises, as he thinks about God, that God is enough. God will hold him through the night. David chose to sing. David chose to place his joy in the Lord, for God is all he needs. His heart is filled with joy as he remembers God, although his circumstances are devastating or difficult. Are you tossing and turning in the night? Is your heart growing weary and tired? Is your heart faint from the worries of this world? Turn to God. He is all you need. You can choose to be joyful in the Lord. Let your heart fill with praises despite the sleepless nights. Let your lips praise God despite the difficult circumstances in your life. God will hold you in the night. For myself, the nights were strangely quiet and still during the time that my mother was admitted to hospital and stepped down care. It was one of my difficult moments that I experienced, but I know that God will hold me through the night. As I turn to Him, I remember who God is, His steadfast love and goodness surround me. He is all I need. He is by my side. Actually, God is very gracious. God is very gracious and kind to me. His love and great goodness showered upon me and brought joy to me. I love autumn leaves, but I'm unable to travel, especially to Japan, during the autumn season. My days seemed dark and grey during my mom's hospitalization, but there were shades of pink, too. I was walking back to Tan Tock Seng Hospital, to the ICH, Integrated Care Hub, that's the step-down care. That few days, it was blazing hot, and I looked on the ground, I saw leaves on the ground. The leaves were dried and yellow in colour, and they looked like autumn leaves. It brought joy as I took a short respite to take photos and enjoy God's blessing. God not only hold me through the night, He also hold me through the days. Be confident that God delivers. How was David able to choose joy, to be joyful despite his dire circumstances? Despite his enemies were close to his feet, despite his son was after his life. David turned his heart to God and placed his confidence in God that God would deliver him even though his circumstances are dull, devastating, or distressing. Verse 9 to 10 says, "But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals." Although King David was under threat and great distress, that his enemies wanted to kill him, his own son wanted to overthrow him and kill him, King David concluded the psalm with a confident note that God will deliver him. They will not destroy him, but they will be destroyed. They will not destroy him, but they will be destroyed. King David chose to be joyful in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord as he turned his heart to God and placed his confidence that God will deliver him from his enemy, from his son. The king is full of joy in God. It includes those who place their trust and confidence in God of truth. They will be full of joy compared to the liars and deceivers who reject the God of truth. Verse 11 says, "But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped." King David placed his confidence in the Lord because he knows who God is and enjoy a close relationship with God. King David was able to rejoice in God despite his devastating circumstances, despite being distressed, because he knows who God is. King David was able to place his confidence and trust in God because he shared a close relationship with God. He knew that he was saved in God's hands as God's right hand strengthened him. Verse 7 to verse 8 says, "For you have been my help and in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. Some of us might question God whether He will deliver you from your devastating, troubling situation. Rest in the Lord, because God is sovereign, and He will see to the suffering of His children. He will deliver them. Are you confident that God will deliver you even when the nights are darker and the days are grayer? King David wrote Psalm 121, verse 7 to 8 says, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and coming in from this time forth and forever and forevermore." In it, King David again declared that God will keep us safe. Our souls are safe from the attacks in this world. He will bring us safely through life. That's David's confidence in the Lord, that God will keep him and us safe. So how is your confidence in the Lord? Is it as sure as the sun rises? Prophet Jeremiah wrote Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22-24 on confidence in the Lord. "The Lord's unfailing love and mercy still continue, fresh as in the morning, as sure as the sunrise. The Lord is all I have, and so in Him I put my hope." That's the confidence and sureness in God's promises, as sure as the sun rises. Are you able to choose joy in your distress, in your troubles, in your difficulties? David can't stop praising God. He chose joy in the midst of his distress. You can see in verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 7, and verse 11. He can't stop praising God. He chose joy in the midst of his distress. He chose to be joyful even when his enemies are hot in his heels, even when he was betrayed by his own son, even when he was faced, threat on his life, his crown, and his kingdom. He chose joy. What will you choose when you are down and out, when you are despair, when your life stands still? I knew of this 80-plus years old senior many, many years ago. We addressed her as Liu Mama. She's a Filipino-Chinese, spoke English, Mandarin, Tagalog, and Hokkien. I was a student in Perth doing my uni there. I was not a Christian then, but I was invited to attend a Chinese Presbyterian church where there were many Chinese from Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines, and China. I was invited to attend a cell group gathering one night, and I didn't know there was a sharing of testimony after dinner. I thought only makan. There came this senior lady. She rose to her feet and shared her testimony. She shared that she was taken ill for a while, and all she could do all day was to lie on the bed. She could not get up, she could not walk, she couldn't do her usual things. But one thing that she did was to olo zu. That's Hokkien, praising God. She shared that she sang hymns on the bed. She shared that she prayed while lying on the bed. Although she did not have the strength to even hold the Bible, she remembered all the Bible verses that she memorized before and used it to pray to God, to give thanks to God for her life, for her children, for her grandchildren, and all the extended family's life, their work and ministry, on her bed, with a smile, with joy on her face, in her heart and spirit. I couldn't remember the rest of her sharing, But I remember vividly her sharing of joy in the midst of suffering. She says she prayed in joy. She shared in joy. She gave thanks in joy. She chose joy in the Lord, although she was struck with ailment. The Lord continued to be her joy even when she could not move. She was confined to the bed. She couldn't get up. She couldn't go to the bathroom. She couldn't brush her teeth. She couldn't bathe. She couldn't cook. She couldn't go out. But she could still praise God. Despite her ailments, despite constricted movement, despite her discomfort, she said she could only praise God by remember God's goodness, God's faithfulness in her life, in also her sons, her daughters-in-law, and grandchildren, and the extended family. 为每个人祷告, that is, pray for everyone. And when she shared, I could see this joy in her that I couldn't understand as a non-believer. But I remember her smile, her joy, and her sharing. It puzzled me. I wonder, how could a person praise God when they are suffering? I wonder, how could a person fill with joy when she was confined to the bed? That sharing planted a seed in me to find out more about God. Are there seasons of your life that are dry? Are there seasons of parched land in your life? What will be your choice? What would you choose? Will you fill your hearts with fears and anxiety, being disillusioned by your circumstances? Or will you choose God's joy in the midst of fears and anxiety, in the midst of distressing, devastating circumstances? Let His joy permeate your heart and spirit. In the season of Advent joy, we are reminded to take joy in the Lord. You can take joy. Choose joy in God. As you remember the first Advent, God came to earth in flesh through the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and prepare our hearts for the second Advent as we await, anticipate Christ's return. May you embrace the season with thanksgiving and joy that Christ came to rescue you and I, to save us from the darkness of sin, turmoil, and pain, and also embrace the season of waiting and anticipating that Christ will come again. May this Advent season of joy bring you closer to God, even if you're going through life's ups and downs. May you turn your heart to God and know that He is all you need in this troubling world. May you turn your heart to God and know that He will hold you through the night, even through the day. May you take joy in the Lord despite the dry season in your life and have confidence that He will deliver you. In the shadows you are with me, and you know my every fear. In the shadows none will harm me, for the mighty King is here. The mighty King is here. May you turn to God and know that He will hold you through the night. May you place your confidence in the Lord that He will deliver you. His hand will hold you through the night. He will be by your side. You can take rest in Jesus. Jesus came to rescue you, save you from the darkness. You will rise to life with Him. Amen.